it's been 2 months. We kind of missed you. We don't know if you missed us. It's fine. But we are going to do the review of The Good Detective Season 2. Hello! We did not die!
Well, almost, but...
Almost. We will get into this, but yeah, like, welcome back! It's been 2 months.
It's probably that they are saying, like, well, look at there.
Well, look who's here! Yeah, it's us, and I want to start by... I'm sorry.
I'm kind of not sorry, but...
because sorry, but not sorry!
Yeah, I mean, if you're moving jobs or you go from, like me...
It is true.
...without a job for a long time and all of a sudden I have a new job. Sorry, not that long, but...
Yeah, we're happy that she has a new job.
Well, it takes some time as well.
No, it took some time, and also it was partly our fault of planning the season, basically.
We admit we did the boo-boo there.
We not just a boo-boo, we did a big shit.
We did a big shit, a pile of poop.
A pile of poop that still smells. Because we planned a whole thing where it's like
and it's haunting
detective,
us.
Trial, murder, and we're regretting every choice that we made.
Yeah, it was a bit too much.
It was too much. We needed to take a break while we were watching The Good Detective 2 because this is what we are reviewing right now. It's season 2.
And then we had somebody had a summer break as well.
Yeah, I went to Korea. I went to the country. I tried to find them and kidnap them. Could not. So I failed on this. We had a summer break. Everything unfortunately happened while we were watching. And when I came back, I looked at Bob's and was like, we're finishing this. This is it. Like, now I have a bone to pick with this show.
Yeah, your personal bone, because it was not because of the show.
Exactly. Like, one point that it has to be pointed out, though, is not the fault of the show. The season 2 was really good still. It's just, we fucked up.
Yeah,
for some reason... We thought that we could be strong enough, and no, our brain was like, murder, I'm done. Like, at one point, it was too much.
Yeah.
It was too much.
Because sometimes we looked at ourselves, each other, at dinner, and was like, do you want to really watch it? No, not really. I'm so blank already. I can't concentrate.
Do you feel like it? And you're like, Or just 30 minutes, but then after I jump by the window, so... So it's not useful. Okay, so let's go back. Let's try to go back into our normal routine that we do on those shows, technically. But
still can't remember,
But I forgot how we do. So basically, The Good Detective season or those came out in 2020. So 2022.
I was like 2020, so it's...
No, 2020 is actually the first season.
Yeah. I was like, is it younger than the other one?
No. Yes.
Yeah.
They managed to make season 2 before season 1. It's incredible. That's when it went out, actually. The first episode was in August. So almost when we started that show. And finished in September, when we finished that show.
It's at the same time, the frame, so it's okay.
Exactly, it was just a year delay. After, it's a 16-episode season. Like the first season, nothing changed on this. You find the main cast, since you have just listened, or maybe it's been 2 months, you did not listen to the first episode, I would recommend you to go back on the first episode to listen to the cast, because it's the same.
So we're not repeating it here, please.
There is some people we are not going to repeat because, of course, they are the same. Like, for example, the two main actors, the two main detectives, Yo Ji-wook and Kang Duk-chan, they are played by the same actors. So, and they are still amazing. Still, I want to adopt them, even if they're older than me, and he still looks 20 when he's 40. So it's still a miracle of... I don't know, technology, medicine, I don't know, you choose. But there is some of the actors that are only for the season 2 that I kind of want to talk about because they were amazing.
Oh, Yohara Buji?
Mahala Bojay. Yes, Mahala Bojay. By the way, I want him as like, can I have him as a grandfather? Can I choose? No? That's a shame. So Mahala Bojay, it is him. I'm pretty sure. Yes, it is. No, it is not. Yes, it is. Sorry, it took me ages because
it is not.
You know why? Because at one point he wore glasses, and I was like, I'm not that sure. Or his hair is redone.
No, there you probably.
No, you can hear
see.
Like yeah. This is on this picture that was like yes, that's my Hala Bojay. So Hala Bojay is played by Park Yoon Hyun. He is of course an actor. He's 83. I'm still impressed that he can do it. In a way, and that he's doing it this well because he plays amazingly.
Yeah.
That grandfather, I was like, I want to protect him with everything in my out, like everything. I need to have him saved. Actually, he played in different things. So of course, he played in Miss Mermaid, Grandpa's Other Flowers.
Something like this exists? I didn't even know. So they made the grandfather, grandmother version of
Boys Over Flowers. I hope that it is.
I think it is.
I kind of hope because actually I'm not that sure because it ran from 2013 to 2018. So I'm not that sure.
I'm not
but,
watching it if it goes that
no,
long.
Yeah, like that's 100 plus episodes.
It's like, never do that.
He played also in Salut d'amour, High of Love. He played in Grandfather.
Well,
smudging. Beautiful You, I'm the Mother to The Chaser. Phantom Detective, Phoenix, Full Legendary Witches. He played in a lot, in a tone, because guess what? He's 83, so he has a fucking, like, a... yeah, he has a lot. He played in Remember. He played, which is in 2022, so pretty now. He played in Island also, like, that famous one that came out lately, like, last week.
I watched Island. Yeah, last week.
But he played in it.
As what?
I'm going to guess as a grandfather.
There is no grandfather, that's the thing.
But I don't know, but he played in it.
Wow, okay.
So there, like, she can't even remember grandfathers, that's great.
Because there is none.
But he played in it!
There are two priests. And a third priest, which is not a priest, but is kind of...
But maybe he played as a ghost, I don't know.
Difficult. Yeah, okay. We move on.
Let's move on from here. As you can see, we did not get better. In 2 months, we did not. All right. I want to talk also quickly about... Let me try to find them. Because, of course, I have the list of the two cast of the two seasons. So try to find someone in here.
Jumbled up together.
Exactly. So I'm like,
because it's more fun.
Yeah, because of course, like, I have nothing else to do. No, that's the first. Ah! Hu Tae-woo!
Our brother.
The brother in law.
Yeah.
He's played by Jung Yoon Song, and I have to say, he's beautiful.
He is beautiful.
I was so sad whenever happened to him happened. I cannot tell you. He's 42. He's 42 actually. But for some reason he kind of does his age. Like, you can guess that he's not like he's not 20.
No, yeah, you can see.
Yeah, you can
he
see
has
he's
done
a
little
bit more.
Bit less
yeah,
done
yeah.
than our male male lead.
No, our male lead is a vampire. He did not turn yet. So that's why.
Yeah.
He's 177, so actually he's quite small.
Yeah, you could see that
he's quite
was
small
smaller
for,
than the other
yeah.
ones.
What did he play in?
A lot of things, which you can't and I can't remember.
Girl, he played in Diverse Intonation.
The what?
The Diverse Intonation that we watched earlier this season.
Diverse Intonation?
The Divorce Intonation thing.
Oh, he did?
That we yeah, he
there,
played
there
in
you go. I knew already.
But they are used to it by now. Like, I'm sorry, but I'm pretty sure that they are now. They're listening. They're like, they are not going to remember.
Especially, I knew his face, but I don't know in what I saw him.
Yeah, you know his face, but you don't know him. Yeah, that's perfect. Because actually, he played also in The Cursed Dead Man Prayer. Okay. Stockstruck, The Veil, Hospital Playlist.
Yeah, I'm not watching Hospital Playlist.
He played in Hymn of Death also.
This is a while ago, I can't remember.
Prison Playbook, $1 Lawyer, Big Forest, Life, Secret Door, The Suspicious Housekeeper, Ghost or Phantom, is depending on how you feel like it today. A Beautiful Mind, Birth Care Center, oh, the one that we want to watch.
Yeah, yeah. You got stuck.
Whatever happens, happens. About Time, Good Manager, also he is. Miracle Letter to the President. Good Manager of Chief Kim, it depends also on how you feel on that day.
Yeah, the Good Manager.
The Good Manager. So there, and the Undateable. Unundateable. The people that can't be dated.
Undateable.
I can't speak. They are on the table and I can't speak. So that's perfect. The unspeakable. So there, so he played in quite a few ones. I adored him. I have to say, like, at the beginning I was like, ooh, I don't know. And then I was like, I kind of like him.
He was the only sane one.
Oh my god, he was the sane one among the insanity.
And with morals.
Yeah, among the insanity, he was the only sane one. So of course he did not seem sane at the beginning. And then you're like, huh, he's the only one with a brain. So that's one. Oh my god, I have so many that I have to go through. Like, I don't know. Who else? Oh, is it him? No, it's not him. Sorry, I'm still trying to find the people in the insanity of the list of, like, by the way, you remember that person that you saw in episode 6? Of course not, but he's here. I'm trying to find her.
Her?
Her. You know what I mean. Here! Oh my god, plus she had different hair color, the bitch. So, her real name is Kim Yoon-jin. She's an actress and model, actually. She began modeling in Teen Magazine and then she acted from 1999. So, guessing by this, how old is she?
Over 40.
She's 39.
Well, almost 40.
Well done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she's actually married and has a child.
You wouldn't guess.
You would not guess. Because actually, in that one...
I would have guessed anything but.
But, yeah, exactly. I'm like, anything but. And it seems that he's also famous. He followed mom footsteps. And dad footsteps too, actually. You married to him?
To whom?
I bet to him. He's an actor and director.
Mm-hmm. And what's the son?
You saw him in Money Heist, When My Love Blooms, Healer, Old Boy. He played an old boy, that's why I remember him. Which is my favorite movie, by the way. And the son. The son. He seems to be an actor. He doesn't seem to be... Oh, no, wait. Oh, fuck. He played in Strong Girl.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He played in Gundam Beauty, At a Distance, Spring is Green. She's dying over there. All of Us Are Dead, and Alchemy of Soul. So,
he is one of the sons then, or what?
He is one of them. He is, that was from 2016, so maybe he changed since then, but he looks like this. He does not look like his mom.
Clearly not.
No, he has nothing
of
his mom.
Like, oh
mom,
God.
I'm sorry,
what came
mom.
Out
but...
something else, but not my son.
Actually, wait, no, the picture is not nice, because... I made a heart attack. Yes, him. That's her son. And we having a generation. Okay, so let's talk about her again.
Sorry.
And see what she has done. Because did we saw her anywhere? I don't have the feeling. But more likely wrong.
I'm pretty sure we have.
She played in The Taste of Money. In My End Is My Beginning. Oh my god, don't give me those kind of titles. I can't read already. Yeah. Everybody Has a Little Secret from 2004. So we...
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do. Marry Me, Mary.
No.
Lost. And not the American one, though.
Yeah.
Maybe, of course. Secrets. Will You Be There? All About Eve. Stranger Six.
Wow, no, I haven't watched any.
Actually, No, and I'm telling you, the one that jump at me, but she played it a lot. None of them is like marrying the Mafia 2 from 2005, so clearly it's
Yeah,
remarkable.
long time ago.
Yep. No, like Yoshi, the Demon Slayer
Yoshi the Demon Slayer?
from 2009. It seems to be amazing. Just the, I'm
Yoshi.
sorry, but just the. I need to show you this because just this, I'm like, I kind of want to see it because it looks stupid. Like,
Abuchi.
Watchy, the Demon Slayer.
Sounded more like Hoshi from 17, the Demon Slayer.
On Sundays, he has nothing to do, so maybe you don't know.
Well, he thinks already he's a tiger, which he's not at all. Fair
That's
enough.
perfect. Marriage Blue, Ashamed, Horny Family.
What?
There is one that is called Horny Family that she played in.
O okay, no.
But it's either like you wake up and you decide how you call it. So either you call it the Indecent Family.
Indecent.
Thank you. Maybe we should stop the podcast. Clearly, I can't speak.
And that's
Oh,
another
Horny
reason why
Family.
we not went on there, because she can't speak. Yeah?
Exactly.
Yeah.
The Horny Family, so there. So that's what she played in. So clearly, I have seen none of it, and I can say it comfortably. I did not watch any of her things.
Well, at least she made money.
Oh, but she made a lot of money, yeah, that's for sure. And she was incredible.
She was incredible.
I am shocked. Like, seriously shocked. She was incredible in that show. I was like, damn, impressive.
Yeah, I'm really impressive
I.
how she did it.
How she did, and after, like, I can't find the
The brother?
it, her brother, technically. Is it him? No, it's not you, Anne, but you're
Kenichi?
adorable. But no, that's not him.
Ah, no.
But he's adorable.
That means yes, Miley, I can help you.
No.
No.
It's going to be no. I know. Oh, him was good too. Was it the one I'm thinking it is?
No.
No, he's not the. No, he's not. Damn it. Thank you for not loading. That's great. That's the. No, that's Moon.
That's Monia.
That's Moon. It's written underneath. I could just read, actually. That could help, actually, also for me instead of guessing. No, that's not. No. Cutie pie, but no. And no. Okay, that's the dad.
Yes, that was the dad.
No, that's not him. Okay,
No,
I can't
he was
find
the
it.
lawyer. Can we go up again? Then I can have a look.
Ah, that's the other
Yeah,
dude.
yeah, yeah. The ex-detective.
Yeah. I can't see him. Oh, you. Oh my God, I wanted to slap you so hard. Sorry. While looking for the one I'm mostly another.
Yeah, from
Oh.
first season.
That's from first season, right? That's not him either.
But he not played in it. Why are they showing something he not played in it?
But you know what? I give up. Anyway, so
I wanna know
we
what
did
you
not really
think.
talk about the season 2 plot or anything about this one, but I don't think I can. It's basically they are investigating another case. So she learned something shocking and
Yeah, you will be shocked later. I'm telling you later.
perfect.
That's nothing to do with this one now.
Yeah, that's why we can't talk about it. So let's continue a bit. The plot of the season 2, I can't really tell you. Basically, it's the same team that we had in season 1. And they are going, they're investigating another case, and whatever happened happened, and I can't tell you more. And it's really weird to talk about myself because she's answering to
No, I'm
someone.
not answering to anything. I try to find this motherfucker.
Ah, that
Sorry. I
We
shouldn't.
love him, but still. What else? What else we like? I don't think that there is anything that we kind of see that upset us in the show.
Fountain!
Ah, who's the bitch?
Che Tae-hoon.
Che Dae-hoon. Oh yeah. Oh my. He was amazing too,
Yes.
in a different way than his sister. That's not a spoiler to tell you that he has a sister.
Guess what? He was an extraordinary attorney. Woo.
Ta mère la pute, no, seriously?
Yeah. In Wreck-It Boys.
We did not watch that one, so it's fine.
Do you like Brahms?
I did not watch that one, but it's
in the list. Oh, then Flower of Evil.
Ah! He's with him.
And the best part?
Oh.
Mystic Pop-Upa.
Ta mère la pute, he's Mystic Pop-Upa.
Yeah, and Crash Landing on You.
And even Crash Landing on You!
And Noctu Flower. Oh, then the Flower of Noctu, whatever.
What? Are we closing our eyes when we're watching those shows
clearly
now?
Clearly we do.
No, he was not. No, he was. He was? No,
he was even in My Father is Strange. Okay, I watched that. Mm-hmm. I give up on this dude.
I'm rethinking my life right now.
Yeah, me too.
But yeah, he was amazing. Let's say it so...
He was absolutely amazing.
He was incredible. In a way, I was like... At the beginning, I did not like him, but it's portrait for you to not like him. But then the ending, I was like... Thank you.
He was even in Decision to Leave.
No.
I was like, what? Can't be.
No. No, he's not.
Clearly he isn't.
No, seriously, he is.
Yeah. Decision to Leave.
I think we have to stop this drama now, like this podcast. That whole thing, we stop everything because clearly we suck.
We total suck. I like this also better because...
Oh my god, yes, thank you!
Yeah, I love this so much
better.
Oh
my god, yes!
You get the name, the actual name, and then the link to them. I mean, what better can you have?
But nothing.
And even into TJ group, this group, that group, the police group.
Oh, the police, his family,
exactly.
Oh my god,
so
thank you.
So much better. Sorry, I just found a website where you find actually so much better.
The nightclub and 10 murder case, thank you.
Exactly.
The white dress. Oh yeah, like a child. The media. Oh yeah, thank God. Like other informant. Thank you. Okay, but after I'm using an apple, and of course I'm breaking everything, so
no,
I can't use
breaking.
It. Anywho, no, the whole thing was really interesting. Like that whole, and that's why, like, even if we had to take a huge break, I think we took a month easily break.
Yeah,
on this on this show, and what did we watch in between? Dating shows.
Yeah, actually we did.
We did
not
watch
only
dating shows.
Remember here our two guys in
right,
Japan.
Risky business. So Risky Business and dating show to kind of put us back into the mood a bit. It took. Maybe we will do a special episode on dating shows in general, just because to use that time that we to use this freaking time that we know.
In case you have watched Eden 1 and Eden 2,
we can do something.
We did as well.
There. Anywho, no. Otherwise, I found it really interesting. The whole case was really, really good.
It was amazing.
I say.
It was also surprising, as was the first season.
And I tried to spend the whole time trying to guess. And of course, the writers know what they are doing. And they're blocking you. They're like, no.
You're going the wrong way.
Like, you think that is this? Twist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I got twisted. I got twisted this multiple times.
Yeah. Especially with the dude from yeah, Hospital Playlist, who played in Hospital
Playlist.
Oh, yeah. When there was the car scene and you're like, nah! I was like, yeah, yes.
Yeah, I was, oh my God, this one, I was like, oh damn! Yeah, I was upset. Oh my God, I was mad. I was so mad. This is when we starting, I think we had just restarted to watch it.
Yeah.
And then I was like, what? I'm restarting on this?
I was just thinking like, oh yeah, it's this scene. And she's like, what do you mean? And I'm like, you will see. And then she saw and then she was upset.
And then I was like, okay, I need to take a break again.
Kind of.
But there, no. After the break was really our own fault, not the show one. I will say don't binge watch, because at that moment you can, maybe it will be a bit too much for you.
It will be too much, yeah.
Take a break between the two seasons. Don't do what we did, like dumbasses. And don't continue to watch just like true crime shows and everything, because clearly
in between, because we thought it was a great plan also to watch
true crime shows
true
in the middle.
True crime shows in the middle, yeah.
Yeah, so no, clearly do not follow what we do. Just do what we say, which is watch it, but not continuously. Take a break.
So clearly, just watching crime, either fantasy, you know, like fictional. Sorry,
yeah,
that's the right term. Fictional or true crime constantly is draining you fucking mentally. I did not thought that this is possible.
We were drained, and that's the issue, is because we were not only watching K-drama that were like true crime and rhyme and crime related, we were also watching like documentaries about true crime, like just to make sure that we were down the hill forever. So because we do have that passion, that I don't even call it a passion, but like that interest in true crime, so we do watch true crime documentaries. But at one point, it was just too much. It was like at lunch you had this, at dinner you had this, and you're like, girl, I can't see blood anymore, basically.
Yeah,
like,
I don't want to see another murder, thank you.
Yeah, it's like, I need to believe in humanity
again,
basically.
Activity,
yeah.
I can't take it anymore.
It's like, I need to believe in that the world is not that bad anymore.
It's also this, and almost it got you a bit also depressed from
yeah,
the whole shit.
I was
oh my God.
And in a way, you know what? I'm happy we did this during summer. Because imagine this over winter.
Oh my God, it would have been even worse.
Oh, but I think we were never coming back. No. Sorry, but I think it was the end.
Yeah, that would have been, this is the last episode, we're giving up, that's it.
Like, that's it, we're throwing ourselves by the window right after.
Yeah, I'm not...
No, thank God we didn't had that clever idea over, over winter. Like,
well, we didn't even consider winter. It could have been in winter.
No, of course not. We don't consider shit, clearly. Because guess what? Next season, we're doing only historical drama.
Also a very good idea. But at least I think that
will
be
different.
Much better. Yeah, because at least, okay, if you have there inside a murder for some reason, which you always have, like intrigue and so on.
Yeah. But it is different. First of all, they're
different.
Wearing traditional clothes. Thank you.
Yeah, then there's always a love ending. Yeah.
There is some love interest, except of, hi, Mr. Sunshine.
Oh, no. Also, what was a queen for 100 days is also no happy ending.
Don't watch it.
watch
it. Well, no, you can watch it, but there, be ready.
Yeah.
But no, after it was, I have to say, it was our own fault. We were not clever about this. And we are going to continue and sign, actually, for the next episodes. Like, yay!
Still crime!
Still crime, yeah. We kind of watch it. We were like, do we want to replace anything in case of? And we look at each other and we're like... Nah, let's continue. We know that we made a stupid choice, and what do?
We stick to it.
No, we stick to it.
Because we're motherfuckers, suckers.
I mean, clearly we're dumb. Like, yeah, sorry, but... No, it's because we have reviewed the next one that we are watching, and they seem a bit more lighthearted, I hope, than the one that we just watched.
A bit more fun, yeah, not like...
A bit more fun. There is some that seems a bit more lighthearted.
And not only... Yeah, there's a different crime about it. It's not murder, at least.
Yeah.
It seems like.
It seems like it, at least. Yeah, it's not like... And it's also... It's no longer with police officers.
Yeah.
Like, so...
We're going the other route.
Or other way around. So, I feel much better with an attorney for some reason. I don't know why, but there. So yeah, wish us luck, because clearly we don't know. Maybe we will fuck it up again.
Well, because by tonight we watch the new.
Yeah, actually, maybe you're going to have an episode tomorrow. No.
Oh, and then we decide. You know what? I don't like it. Me neither. Okay, let's.
Yeah, we do now allow ourselves to give up on the show. That's what we did earlier in that season. Actually, we gave up on it. We gave up on. I forgot what it was like, but we gave up on the show because we were like, nah. No. Extracurricular.
I wanted to say extracurricular. I know a lot of people love it.
Maybe no. No, it did not work for me. Like, sorry, but no. It did not.
For me, it's already... was already boring because I watched it already.
Extracurricular?
Yeah.
You watched it?
But a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But when I saw it, like... Oh, I know already how it's ending.
For me, I'd never watched it, and since instead I was like, I do not give a damn of what is happening to those people.
Yeah, but for me, it was then the same. At the end, I was like, can we finish this?
Yeah, it was. I think we stopped at episode 3. We gave it enough time to kind of like had the time to grab us and to make it interesting. Which
but also
was not...
with me, when I was alone, I didn't get into the characters at all.
Yeah.
Because they were all dumb and stupid and.
But anyway, it's not about extracurricular, it's about The Good Detective.
Yeah, and this was very good, very good, very good. Please
amazing.
Watch.
If you have loved the season one, you can go ahead with the season two without being afraid of being like, ooh, is it going to not be as good? Or is it going to be... You know what I mean? Like, because you can have that... I was scared of this. I'm not going to lie to you. When I got into season two, I was like, first of all, I'm happy that it's almost the same cast. There is some people that are coming back in the cast. Some people are changed, and it's fine.
Because we have a new case, obviously.
But you have a new case. It can't be exactly the same one, because guess what?
It's finished.
It's finished. So there. But the thing is, like, it is interesting. They are making some callbacks to the first season, of course, because it's, what, a few months after? Not even? I would say. It's maybe...
Yeah.
It's a year after? You think?
Yeah.
I think. But yeah, but still, it's really, it's still fresh, basically. So it's right behind.
Yeah.
And so, of course, they are making some reference to the first season, which is fair enough. But we were talking about it yesterday. You could watch season two without watching season one.
Yeah, you're not missing anything.
You're not, but it's not that you miss anything, but you like, you will still understand because the main plot is not about season one.
No.
And...
That's
they
what
have
I really
done,
liked about it.
Yeah. And they have really done a proper job in writing season two, that makes sense.
Yep.
So, yeah, no, like, really, really good, in a way.
Yeah, two and independently with the same cast, I would say.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I really love
that it's one of my most favorite crime, well, detective shows, you can say.
It is really good, I have to say.
It will be really difficult for me if I watch another detective show in the future.
Yeah.
To come at that same level, I have to say.
I think so too.
Yeah,
because it was this
good.
It was
just too brilliant. Till the end, you did not know.
They wrote it really, really well. You can doubt. You can. The thing is, like, at one point in, but only in the last two episodes, like episode 14, 15, before the really ending, at that moment, I could be like, oh, I think it's... But there is still a twist.
Yeah, there's always a twist.
There's always a twist. You can't be sure 100% because I was like, okay, I think 99%, but I'm not that sure. Like, because of course I was still trying to guess.
And also, you were concerned if they're rushing it.
Yeah, I was concerned that... Because of course, like, you... But because I'm concerned with any shows that on the last episode they're going to rush it. And also because I read on the app that I'm following, you know, like comments, where someone thought that they had a bit rushed it.
I didn't find that at all.
And I have to say, I don't find it at all rushed. It's coming on time, thank God. Of course, it is a bit like you don't see full resolution, but I'm like, well, it's fine enough. You're catching them in that moment of their life. So, of course, like,
I don't need her to see in a cell. I don't need her to see in prison. I don't need to see her at court because I know how it's going to end. She will be there.
Like, exactly. It's done. So, it's over. Like, it's over.
Yeah. And the brother will then take over.
I love how you make a fucking huge spoiler.
Oh, did I? Okay.
Oh, huge.
Well, they don't know on what she's taking over, so it's okay. He's taking over, sorry.
Oh, still.
Still. Well, I'm the spoiler queen, so who cares?
In a way, a bit, yeah.
I love to spoil.
But there, so... So no, you can really go ahead, eyes closed, go watch the movie. The movie, the show.
There is.
The whole two seasons. For me, again, I was saying to Bob's, I'm like, well, I'm happy that they kind of took the same one. So in a way, I'm putting a safe 8 from the get-go. But then when it was finishing, I was like, nah, it's a 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I was trying to even be a bit more meaner, like a bit more like judging, because I was like, you know what, it's season two.
Season.
I'm going to be, because I have expectation now.
Yeah.
Because for my season one, I finished, I was like, it's 10 out of 10. Like, of course not. But, like, no question added. But then when they finished, I was like, no. They killed it again. They did not make it easy on them. Because they could have done easy and to be like, well, you know what? We just do a redo of season one, easy peasy. No, they have brought some information from season one that is closing season one still, that you had kind of, like, wonderings and everything. You have some closure. you have a continuous, they continue their job as police officers because that's what they are.
No, but yeah.
And you have the, and then you have another case that is for them. You have other situation that is blocking them in their case. It's not like the easy situation, like the same situation that they had in season one. Like, they were blocked in their case at some moments, but it's not exactly the same for the same reason.
Yeah, of course not.
So, it's really interesting how they brought, and that case is even, like you said, the one we started watching, is even more complicated.
Yeah.
Which is even more interesting in a way, because you really want to you're like, so what happened? Like, yeah. Even on when we were watching, I think we were on episode 13 or 14. I was like, so what happened? I need to know what happened, basically. Yeah, it was kind of this. But really good.
What I also loved was, like, the little fun things in between.
Oh, yeah, always. They have those moments. Thank
but
God it's not
it
heavy
season,
all the time.
I found it a bit...
darker.
More funnier. Like, the little...
Yeah, but because the season... I think because the season... Since the season is darker...
Yeah.
In a way, those moments, those funny moments, are even funnier.
And the end music of each episode is amazing.
Yeah, I remember. For me, actually, I have
I remember
to say,
when you're like, what the heck is this?
Exactly.
For
I have to say, I'm not going to lie, it still frustrated me until the end because I was like, it's not matching.
Of course, it's not matching.
But yeah, because you're coming out of a huge revelation, and then it's that boom, pa, boom, pow, and you're like,
yeah, very happy music all of a sudden.
Exactly, and I'm like, I don't like. I need something that is darker with the mood, and then it's like, boom. And I'm like,
I actually appreciated it. I love it.
But yeah, but the job for me sometimes was a bit too much. You know what I mean? I was like, yeah, I'm coming out from a huge revelation where I'm crying, where I'm like, how dare you? And then they're like, boom, shakalaka boom. And I'm like, it's not matching the mood that I am in right now. And I'm like, yeah, okay, I see what you're trying to do, but no, like, come on! And no. They did not listen to me at any point. Every single time she was having her moment, she was like, "Woo!" And I was like, I am not happy right now. But yeah, that was a... But yeah, it's not removing any point for me. Like,
no.
It's just like, it's my personal...
It's just a minute.
It's
not
even. But like, you know what I mean? It's like, it's my own personal thing. I'm not even removing a point. At some moment, it was funny that you have that uplifting shit and you're like, "Woo!" Like... But yeah, all the moments, there is one episode specifically bothered me.
I know.
But it's because, of course, it's how it's ending. And I was like, no, don't you dare put this song! And of course they did. it's fine. It's fine.
I liked, as always, also like in season one, I liked the BTS.
Thank you. Yes, again, if I could add more points, actually, just for the BTS. Yes, we have BTS pictures.
They did a great job.
Yeah. And actually, we had one.
We are always sucker for BTS.
I love my BTS pictures. I don't know why I need them.
Mm.
And I feel that when I don't have them, I'm like, it's missing.
Yeah, I think also they do this to less, in my point of view.
Yeah, we need more. Why we don't have them? Like, I want to see those cameras. I want to see the people that work behind.
Exactly.
I want to see the makeup artist. I want to see the dude that is bringing just the lunch. Like, I know that you don't care. I do.
Yeah,
I know you do care also, but like
and the
people
group
in general,
the group photos,
yeah,
amazing.
Sometimes
well.
We have group photos, but not enough.
Yeah.
Also, like the huge group photos,
yeah,
not just the cast. I saw them the whole time, guys. I know what they look like. I want to see the dude that is taking a selfie of himself in the group photo.
Exactly, because we're stopping always right there.
We check
them all.
We check them all. We see who is the cutie pie from far.
Yeah, and who's the funniest. Makes a funny face.
We did found a good one. Like, I'm sorry, I have to give him the reward of funniest one because they were in a group photo and he's taking a selfie of himself. And I'm
twice
in the two group photos.
Yeah,
and I was like, I don't know who you are, dude, but you make me laugh.
Yeah,
and we found a cutie pie also in the second picture. I was like, no, you're wearing a mask, but you kind of look cute.
There are some other ones who look cute.
Yeah, we spotted a few ones, but anyway. Go watch The Good Detective,
yeah,
season 1,
do.
Season 2, it's a 10 out of 10, both of them, without a question. I think like you, I will judge all the Detective 1, like, specifically those detective shows,
yes.
I would compare it to The Good Detective from now on.
Exactly. That's the
because this is how good it is, basically. Yeah. It's a really good one.
They have a huge mountain to climb to.
Like for me to be as hooked on it.
As good as it, storyline, everything.
Everything. And it kind of reminded me how disappointed I was with Black.
Yes.
Because
the last episode
Black was because Black was could have been as good as almost. You know what I mean? I'm like, of course Black was a bit different. But it had the same potential, and because they fuck it up on the last episode, it kind of want me to bring Black even down for some reason. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I'm like, now I'm comparing it to The Good Detective, and I'm like, you make me disappointed even more, like, about Black.
You could have been as good as...
Yeah, and you fucked it up.
Yep.
Exactly.
That's because you had to run your ego shit.
Because you were like, no, but I know more. No. Anyway, so now we are finishing the episode, the welcome back episode, and next season,
if we don't stop again in the middle, but I hope not.
I think we are fine. Now we took a fucking break of a month, like 2 months actually. What else do you want? So actually, it took us 2 months to finish one show, so I think we are bad. So next episode is actually going to be Mad Dog.
Mad Dog.
So let's see Mad Dog. It seems that it's much more attorney related. Let's see. But guys, we're coming back. We're trying. I'm not promising shit anymore. Like we're coming back in 2 weeks. No, I'm promising nothing clearly. But 2 weeks is turning into 2 months. So we never know. Maybe see you at Christmas.
No, but we are back. Moving on to a next show, sorry.
No, I think at that moment we learn also, in a way. I think, like, The Good Detective was special because I really want to finish. It's not because I was upset with the show. So it was just us. And we needed that break. And it's fine. Now we are back. We're continuing. We're coming back. We are back.
back.
And back again. So there, guys... Enjoy. This is the weekend, so enjoy your weekend. Go watch K-drama. Go bet a dog. Go for a run. Go eat an ice cream. I don't care. Do something.
What makes you happy?
Exactly. And if it's just been watching a K-drama,
Do it.
But not with The Good Detective.
No.
Take a break.
Yeah.
Like
watch some really rom-com. Silly romance. I just wanted to say.
Silly rom-com. We have perfect ones, actually, that you can watch before. But yeah, like, watch in between, take a break, get a Kit Kat, and go back for season 2. It's good. All right, guys.
I haven't eaten a Kit Kat
in ages. Me neither, actually. On this note, bye!